Arizona Sports. The local sports leader. Burns and Gambo. The 4 o'clock reset. Brought to you by Collins Comfort AC and Plumbing. Proud home services partner of the Arizona Cardinals. 4 o'clock reset.
The top stories of the day presented to you at 4 o'clock every day here on the Burns and Gambo Show. We start with the Arizona Cardinals as the list of potential candidates they could hire to be their new head coach grows longer and longer by the day. According to Ian Rappaport, the Cardinals plan to interview Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo on Wednesday, offensive coordinator Brian Callahan on Thursday, and according to Field Yates, Arizona will interview with Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka on Tuesday. Three new names added to the mix, Gambo.
Yeah, you know, when this process is over and they hire a coach, there's no way we're going to say they didn't leave any stone unturned, right? They've interviewed a lot of different candidates for the job. They haven't made their decision yet. They clearly got through the process and wanted to look at some of the, you know, coaches that were available this weekend in the playoffs that are now available to talk to. So, you know, you got to like the job that they're doing, at least interviewing as many people as possible.
Now, Sean Payton was on Fox over the weekend, the former Saints coach, and he said he's still in consideration for these gigs.
I think with the way the coaching hiring process has changed this year, we're seeing it play out a little longer for these clubs. And I think it's a good thing because they're allowing teams to get to the right candidates.
But the doors are not closed yet.
No.
That being said, when he was on the Colin Cowherd show today, during a 30-minute interview, he did not say a word about the coaching search, and he was not asked to say a word about the coaching search when he was on with Colin for a half hour.
Yeah,
really interesting today.
You know, it's incredible. Like, Sean Payton is the best candidate out there that is available, but because of the salary demands that you would expect he's going to have and the compensation that would have to go to New Orleans, it does seem that a lot of people are completely turned off by that. Whether he gets a job or not, I don't know, but nobody's jumped at hiring Sean Payton. Nobody's like, oh my God, I can get this guy. Let me do it. I'm fascinated by that.
Then, and I'm fascinated with this, and I haven't even heard it yet. Eric, our producer, told me that Paul Calvisi, Cardinals sideline reporter, was just on with Gatos and Chad a little bit ago. He is predicting that Sean Payton will be the new Cardinals head coach. I'll let Paul explain.
Sean Payton by this time next week. We'll see.
You think that's going to happen?
I think they're negotiating right now. They keep adding names to the interview list. I think they're telling Payton, and they're telling the Saints, bring your price down. No one else is coming after you. As we'll go hire someone else if we have to. I think the Cardinals are truly interested, but right now they're negotiating on the price, both to Payton and to the Saints.
Interesting.
I'd be fascinated if the Cardinals, you know, listen, they're clearly not going to give up the number three pick this year. I'm sure that's a game changer right there. That's not going to happen. I'd love to see it. I have my doubts that they would spend that type of money on Sean Payton, but Paulie does a good job. We'll see if that comes true.
Yeah, it just kind of suggesting these three new interviews that came up today might be a way of sending a message to the Saints of their preparedness to move on. In the meantime, since we're still talking about the Cardinals, let me play this. We haven't mentioned this yet. Ian Rappaport over the weekend talking about Kyler Murray's rehab.
My understanding is he is going to take his time and make sure this thing is 100% right. He is young. He's got a long career. He's not going to rush. So do not be surprised if we don't see him to start the season or maybe even by the midway point.
The midway point of the season.
Oh, he's listening. This is not a surprise. None of us expected that Kyler Murray was going to be playing week one. Not after that type of injury. There's just no way.
Certainly I agree with that. The suggestion of him not being ready until midway through the season, that was a little bit of a wake-up call, right? Like, I agree with you. The first three games, yeah. You start talking about half the season, you're talking about the first, eight games of the season? Nine games of the season?
Which is why I may not want to give up next year's number one draft pick either.
Which is why you might not want to give up next year's first round pick.
I don't want to give up next year's first round pick. What if they're 1-7 and Kyler comes back and they end up with a top three pick next year? I don't want to give that to the Saints.
Yeah, let's turn our attention to the Suns. They picked up a win in San Antonio thanks to Mikal Bridges, who went nuclear in overtime. And the Suns have another chance to pick up a win tonight against the Raptors at 7 o'clock. Toronto, a team the NBA has kept its eye on at the trade deadline as it approaches Sham Sharania with the latest update in the Suns' biggest name involved in trade talk so far.
I think we're finally at the 10-yard line of the Jay Crowder saga. I'm told
The Suns have given permission to the Bucks to meet one-on-one with Jay Crowder ahead of the trade deadline. I'm told this meeting took place over the weekend between Jay Crowder and the Bucks, and they've been seriously engaged in conversations. Sources tell me that the Bucks' recent offer, most current offer is Jordan Nwora, Serge Ibaka, George Hill, second-round draft compensations for Crowder.
That's a whole lot of yuck right there, Gambo.
It's a whole lot of yuck. The second-round draft picks may be the best you can get. Now, there may be a third team involved, because I'm telling you, I don't believe that the Suns have any interest in the Milwaukee players. They certainly don't like Crowder and George Hill, but the draft pick compensation may interest them. But I wonder if a third team was involved, because again, I can tell you the Suns really don't have any interest in those three players.
Yeah, now we'll see. Of course, Toronto, Shams reporting that Jay had a conversation with the Bucks. Toronto in town tonight. Toronto's that big fish that everyone's watching to see if they decide to sell with a trade deadline coming up in about 10 days or so. We'll keep an eye on that. Big weekend in the NFL. 49ers lose their quarterbacks loose to the Eagles 31-7. Phillies headed to the Super Bowl. We found out today Brock Purdy suffered a torn UCL that will sideline him 6 months. He is seeking a second medical opinion about whether he needs surgery. The 49ers are recommending surgery, but no decisions. If it's a repair, he's out 6 months, Gambo. If it's a total reconstruction, then basically he's a pitcher in Major League Baseball, and he could be out for a lot longer than 6 months.
So knowing what you know now, is it, do you fault the 49ers for bringing him back in that game? He only really handed the ball off.
Right. Knowing that he was only going to throw the ball 5 yards, no. I mean, you were screwed either way. If Christian McCaffrey's your quarterback, you're screwed. If Brock Purdy's your quarterback and he can only throw the ball 5 yards, you're screwed. It doesn't. No, I don't fault him.
No, but did you risk him having a full Tommy John surgery and having him out there instead of just a minor one? I don't know. But I just questioned him. Do you, knowing what we know now, I mean, do you fault them at all for bringing him back in the game?
Gosh, if you put it that way.
Right, I mean, because there's a big difference.
Damage by having him up there.
Could he have done worse damage? I'm not a doctor, but could he have done worse damage? He did throw a football, like he did, and he was warming up on the sidelines throwing a football. Could he have done worse damage coming back?
Potentially. That's a really good question and one I hadn't considered. Meanwhile, on the AFC side, Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker drilled a 45-yard field goal to beat the Bengals 23-20. Of course, that was aided by a penalty by the Cincinnati Bengals, a roughing penalty hit outside of bounds, and that gave Harrison Butker a much easier 45-yard field goal to complete. So now the Eagles emerge as a 2-point favorite over the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Other NFL news, the Texans and Niners defensive coordinator DeMeco Ryans could meet as soon as this afternoon after he handles his San Francisco responsibilities. If all goes well, he could be hired by the Texans on Tuesday or Wednesday, Gambo.
I think that's the worst kept secret. The second he canceled a couple of interviews, including one with the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, at that point, I think it signified that he was going to be the Texans head coach.
Interesting story from over the weekend. Apparently, the owner of the Broncos and University of Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh met last week in Ann Arbor to once again discuss the Broncos coaching vacancy. No offer was made during that meeting, but apparently the two sides had yet another conversation, their first face-to-face conversation about that job.
Fascinating, because the Broncos, if you look at their interview tracker and the amount of guys that they've interviewed, the fact that they got to go back to Harbaugh is incredible. I mean, they've interviewed Sean Payton, they interviewed Dan Quinn, they interviewed DeMeco Ryans and Raheem Morris and Ejiro Evero and Jim Caldwell, and they... And then now you want to go back to Harbaugh? Well, what is it about all these candidates that have interviewed? Are they just not any good?
I don't know. That's a great question, because a lot of teams just don't seem very satisfied with them so far.
No.
And then from college basketball, U of A men's basketball, the new rankings came out today. They are ranked 5th after sweeping the Washington schools.
Damn right.
It was a rough weekend for ASU men's basketball, losing to both Washington schools, falling to Washington State on Saturday night, and then suspending guard DJ Horn for behavior detrimental to the team.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, a preseason all-conference media pick, leading returning scorer from last year. He's been good for them, and he gets suspended. And you had the Marvin Bagley situation earlier. Look, I don't think this bodes very well for Bobby Hurley. Then you throw in this losing streak right now, and they got blown out by Washington State. Washington State, not a very good team, but they play hard. They did beat U of A once, but all of a sudden, the Sun Devils, who started off, you know, great. I mean, it was 6-1 in a Pac-12. Everything's falling apart for them right now. U of A, they took care of UW. Real good road sweep for Arizona against the Washington schools.